on 990 WDEO.
Radio for Catholic and other Christians. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Welcome to Stories from the Heart. I'm your host, Sandra McDevitt. Today, Sister tells a little girl, because of her behavior, she can't make her first communion this year. But her guardian angel intervenes, and the little girl learns a valuable lesson. Stay tuned for another touching story on Stories from the Heart. Anne stood before Sister, twisting her hands. Her face was flushed, her mouth so firmly closed that it was almost sullen, her eyes downcast. "I am afraid you will be disappointed, Anne," said Sister, very seriously. "But I have told Father John that you are not ready to make your first communion. You haven't learned your lessons, and you haven't been very good. You brought that white mouse into school and upset the class. You changed the children's aprons so that they were all late for class. And you called one of your little companions a pig." Sister paused in her recital to let the list of iniquities sink home. "I hope that you will take the lesson to heart and there will be real improvement in your conduct so that next year you can make your first communion." Anne said nothing. She just turned on her heel and trotted out across the playground. 100 yards below the school was a small church. Anne trudged up the steps and into the church. She plumped down on her knees at the altar rail, rested her head on the marble, and burst into tears. Thus, 10 minutes later, Father John found her. "What is the matter, my child?" he said. "Sister won't let me make my first communion because... because I was too naughty." "Oh, Jesus will be disappointed. He was looking forward lots to our first communion," said Anne, "and I can't bear him to be disappointed." "I think you must ask Our Lady about this. She is Jesus' mother, and she will understand about his disappointment." Anne's eyes grew wide as she considered this point of view. "You know how your mother understands at once if you are disappointed?" asked Father John. But Anne shook her head. "I haven't any mother," she answered. "Auntie looks after me. My daddy's away. He's a soldier." "Oh, Our Lady loves our Lord as your daddy loves you. Only lots more." Anne's eyes grew starry. "Our Lady loves you too, Anne. She will do anything she can to help you. Only you must ask her. And you have your guardian angel. He will do all he can to help you. You know about angels, don't you?" Anne nodded. "Yes. He has big soft wings and holds them over me," she explained. The priest smiled and rose to his feet, holding out his hand. "Let's go and say a prayer to Our Lady." That evening, Anne knelt by her bed and explained to Our Lady all about her trouble. And having climbed into bed, she whispered sleepily, "Good night, dear angel, and please help me be good." It seemed to Anne that she had been asleep only for a minute, when she heard a gentle voice call her name. "Yes, I am here," she answered, opening her eyes. There, bending over her, was a beautiful figure with two great soft white wings coming out of his shoulders. "An angel!" gasped Anne. The angel smiled. "Your angel, Anne," he said gently. "Your very own angel. Your guardian angel. What about that prayer you and Father John have been saying?" "To our Blessed Lady?" Anne questioned. "Our Blessed Lady does not like seeing her children crying, so she sent me." "You really do want to make your first communion, don't you?" When he said this, the angel's face grew very solemn, and he bent his head and his wings. Anne watched him in fascinated astonishment. "You see," said the angel, "Holy Communion is God, and we always bow in reverence when speaking of God." A great feeling of awe stole into the child's heart. She felt quite afraid now to make her first communion. "You needn't have any fear," continued the angel, "for though Holy Communion contains God Almighty," and he bowed very low again, "yet God became a little child to be your friend. Although there must be reverent fear, there is also love and friendship. You do want to be united to Jesus." Anne's face grew very eager. "Oh, please," she cried, "I do. You must learn how to be a sweet, gentle little girl. So I'm going to give you a lesson. Just shut your eyes." Obediently, Anne did so, and she suddenly found herself in a strange land. It was very hot, and as she opened her eyes, she found that she was in a little village beside a fountain. From all directions, women were coming with pitchers on their heads. She watched them, but she was suddenly attracted by one in particular. Her eyes were turned towards a child who held her hand. Anne had never seen such a sweet pair. The two drew near the fountain, stood patiently waiting their turn. "Your son is growing quite big now," said one of the women. "You must be proud of him." The woman smiled and laid her hand on the child's curls. "Yes, he is a son to be proud of." Just then a group of older boys, playing roughly, jostled up against the little boy and knocked him down so that he grazed his knees. "Be careful what you are doing," cried several women to the boys. But the child, wiping the tears from his cheeks, tried to smile. "They didn't mean to knock me down. Please don't be angry with them," he pleaded. The women filled their water pots and moved away, until the fountain was deserted except for the mother and her son. The lady, having cleansed the dirt from the bruised knees, rose to her feet. She picked up her pitcher and held it under the fountain. And as she stood, she felt two gentle lips pressed against the hem that hung by her side, and a child's voice said, "My Father in heaven sees all things, and he will reward your tender love for me." But his mother sighed deeply. Lifting the brimming pitcher on her head, she took his hand and led him away. And as they went, she said sorrowfully, "What happened just now, it's a forecast of things to come." For a moment, the child paused. "I desire that all things may be done in me," he said. And slowly the two passed down the road and out of sight. "What did the lady and the child mean when they spoke so sadly?" asked Anne. The angel looked very grave. "They were referring to the most holy passion of the Savior of the world." "Was the little boy Jesus?" asked Anne. The angel bowed very low. "Yes." "And the lady, that was the Blessed Virgin?" Again the angel bowed, but not quite so low. "But," said Anne, "little Jesus was only a boy. He hadn't been crucified yet. His mother couldn't have known." "Yes, she knew. She knew all the years she brought him up and cared for him. She suffered so deeply because she was helping to prepare his body for the sacrifice." Two big tears trickled down Anne's cheeks. "Will you take me to her house, please, and let me tell her how sorry I am?" Anne slipped her hand into the angel's, and before she knew what was happening, she found herself in a little cottage that was clean and cheerful. The Blessed Mother was stooping over a fire, holding a child's garment. "I am so sorry," Anne cried. "I saw what happened just now and how sad you looked." The lady stooped and kissed her, and then looked across at Anne's angel. The angel bowed low and said, "I brought this child, for she saw the scene at the fountain." The lady smiled. Sitting down on a low stool, she drew Anne on her lap. Our Lady put her arms tightly around the child. Anne, leaning against her shoulder, burst into tears, and then the whole story came out. The part that hurt most, the disappointing of Jesus, if she could not make her first communion. "It is worse than ever now that I have seen him cry. He will cry perhaps when all the children come to him and he'll miss me. Oh, I do wish I was like you." "Would you like to be like me?" the lady asked gently. Anne nodded. "If you want to be like me, you must do what I have done. All through your life, you must make these words of mine your own. Behold the handmaid of the Lord." Anne's eyes grew big and bewildered. Clearly, she did not understand. In everything that happens during each day, lessons, play, prayer, you must do each thing to please my son. You must say to yourself before each duty, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord," and do it as well as you can. Be gentle and kind to your companions to please him. Be obedient to sister as though you were obeying Jesus. Anne smiled up at her beautiful face. "Keep this memory of what a mother's love is like," she said softly. "I am your heavenly mother, and I will always love you." Anne opened her eyes. Sunshine danced on her counterpane. The days slipped by quickly. Sister noticed a great change in Anne. She was evidently trying to be very good. So much so that one afternoon, before First Communion, Father John found Sister waiting for him outside the classroom after he had been teaching catechism. "If you remember, Father, I decided that Anne should not make her First Communion. Well, she has improved so much, I cannot deprive her of the grace for another year." "But there are only 3 weeks more," Father John observed. At that moment, the door of the classroom opened and the children trooped out, among them Anne. Father John deftly caught her by the arm and drew her out of the crowd. "I'll just see if she's ready, sister. I'll let you know." "Anne, what is the best way of being good?" "To be like Our Lady, to do as she told me, and to say before each action, 'Behold the handmaid of the Lord,' and then do it as well as ever I can. Our Lady told you that?" Anne nodded. It was a clear sunny morning when Anne made her First Communion. As she approached the altar rail, she knew that little Jesus was even more eager than she was. She made the acts sister had taught her, asking Our Lady to help her, and the acts asking her angel to help her, and she knew that he bowed in deepest reverence. She raised her head, held out her tongue to receive the host. Little Jesus and little Anne were now one. Thank you for joining us on Stories from the Heart. Today's story, Anne's Angel, was from Catholic Heart magazine and written by D.M. Anderson. Stories from the Heart is recorded in the studios of Ave Maria Radio. To reach me, email sandra@avemariaradio.net. I'm Sandra McDevitt. May God bless the rest of your day.
Missed a show? Not sure if it came from Ave Maria Radio? Go to AveMariaRadio.net. A list of shows and hosts are there. And if you find the show you're looking for, you can hear the whole thing again by going through the Ave Maria Radio audio archives. For 2 years, we've recorded nearly every show from Ave Maria Radio. Just click on the audio archives message located at the center of our homepage. Now you even have more reasons to become a radioactive Catholic by going to AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, editor-in-chief of the Chaldean News, a community in crisis. That's our cover story this August issue because that's exactly what's going on with Christians in Iraq. There are church bombings and refugees scattered all over the Middle East, the United States, and in Canada. This all happening while Assyrian Archbishop Georgius calls for unity. We also take a look at church teachings on purgatory in our Ask the ECRC column. We also capture what's going on around town, like the Coalition of Pregnancy Centers Ace for Life golf outing at Fox Hills in Plymouth, featuring Ave Maria's Teresa Tamio. And the third annual Chaldean Music Festival is also going on at Camp Chaldean in Brighton. Get your copy of the Chaldean News and learn about this ancient community living in modern times. You can subscribe or advertise today. Join Carmana.